USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
No fans and now no players. New this hour, we learned the PGA Tour shutting down for a month. Also new, we learned the Prime Minister of Canada's wife testing positive for coronavirus after experiencing flu-like symptoms. More now from USA Radio's Chris Barnes.
She started exhibiting mild flu-like symptoms after returning from a trip to the United Kingdom. But he and his wife Sophie plan to remain in self-isolation. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
And a closer look now at the numbers. More than 1,600 confirmed corona cases here in the U.S. At least 37 people have died from the virus. And Wall Street, having its worst session since 1987 because of coronavirus concerns, the Dow losing 2,353 points. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Maybe you can relate to this. A lot of people think they're stuck with their health plan. It costs too much, or for whatever reason, they just don't like it. The great news, you are not stuck with it. There is a choice. It's called MediShare, and you could save so much. The typical savings for a family is $500 a month. Major difference maker. This is the affordable alternative to health insurance. And just to give you a little more info about MediShare, it's a Christian healthcare sharing ministry. It's worked beautifully for 26 years, has more than 400,000 members, and they've shared over $3 billion of each other's medical bills. So yes, they could help share your needs too. So you're not stuck. There's an excellent alternative. Whether you're single or married, you got a family, MediShare is super flexible. You can choose an option that works for you and start saving lots of money. You can join anytime. They're great to talk to. No pressure. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
President Trump suspending travel from 26 European countries to the U.S. for the next 30 days, starting Friday at midnight. Many schools and universities across the country canceling classes and closing. Disney closing its California theme parks as a precaution. So is the Los Angeles Zoo. Turns out the two TSA officers who tested positive for coronavirus performing pat-downs at San Jose Airport in California, potentially infecting passengers. An American Airlines pilot testing positive for coronavirus. The pilot based out of Dallas-Fort Worth. To sports, NASCAR says races will go on as scheduled at Atlanta Motor Speedway and Homestead, Miami, but no fans will be allowed in. And the NRA, the National Rifle Association, canceling its annual meeting, slated for next month, April 16th to the 19th in Nashville, due to concerns over the coronavirus outbreak. This is USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739.
Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, Eddie Auto Pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
President Trump says he's not worried about catching the coronavirus from a leader from Brazil who was at Mar-a-Lago in Florida over the weekend. USA Radio's Tim Berg with the story.
President Trump says he's not concerned after possibly having contact with a member of Brazil's delegation over the weekend who has a coronavirus.
We did nothing very unusual. We sat next to each other for a period of time, had a great conversation. He's doing a terrific job in Brazil. And we'll find out what happens. I guess they're being tested right now, right? Let's put it this way. I'm not concerned.
The president met with Brazil's president and members of his staff at his Mar-a-Lago resort. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
In other news, the U.S. strikes back. The Pentagon says coalition forces launching strikes targeting Iran-backed terrorist groups after that deadly rocket attack kills two members of the U.S. military and one British soldier. USA Radio's Chris Barnes with the very latest now from Washington, D.C.
Pentagon officials suspect an Iranian-backed militia was behind the rocket attack on Wednesday that killed two American service members and wounded many more. Joint Chiefs Chairman General Mark Milley says they have gathered some evidence.
We were able to capture the truck. There was a modified truck with tubes, rocket tubes on the back.
For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.